Call the June 15th Common Council meeting in order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Absent.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise. Join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
What color is that, Kristen? Blue?
Your microphone?
Okay. First item on the order of business is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you want to tell us.
Thank you so much. My name is Karen Anderson. This is my husband, Reese. We live at 8550 West Putes Road, and we are here today just to show our support for the police department. So our son recently went through the Citizen Police Academy and thoroughly enjoyed it. And we went to the graduation at the end of May. And in listening to some of the police officers, you know, they were talking about the program, of course, but then we learned a little bit about just how they've been affected by the negative publicity and all the defunding talk, things like that, and how some officers have been.
I just was very upset about that. So I wanted to do what I could to support it and do whatever we can to help them out. So I'm going to be volunteering on August 2nd for the, I can't remember the name of it, that's going on at the library. And just try to rally support for our police, because I think there's too much negative attention out there, and I think they need some support. So we're going to do what we can to help.
I did get your message. And
yeah.
I very much appreciate you coming, taking the extra effort to come tonight your support for our police officers. You're absolutely correct.
Yes.
As one of our members here will attest, it's been a tough, I would say, 5 years for police officers.
Yeah.
And we've been somewhat fortunate in being able to hire police officers of the quality that we look for. But it's been very difficult. We've had to be very creative, and so it's very tough. But I'm pleased to hear that your son, was it?
Our son. So he's 21, and he's actually going to UWM for criminal justice. So we thought maybe some good exposure would be to do the Citizen Academy, you know, which he really enjoyed. He loved learning all the different, I think some of the things were like the K-9 unit or the firearms demonstration were some of them, but he really enjoyed it. So I'm going to hopefully get him a little more involved maybe with that August 2nd event, too. And I guess I wouldn't mind hearing your thoughts on how can we help promote, you know, other than going out and doing walks or whatever, you know, I'm just to try to help support them.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. And Alderman Nelson can chime in, too. The biggest thing you can do is talk to your neighbors. And when you see something on the internet that
Facebook, or
make a comment, a positive comment, because quite frankly, most of the time when I read those things, they're inaccurate.
Right.
I just went around with a woman this week about that. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, just positive comments to your neighbors is best.
Right.
And take the Citizens Academy if you haven't.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about doing that. I know they have one in fall here, so.
Yeah. Sign up quick.
Yeah.
And ask your son to fill out an application for Franklin Police.
Oh.
We have a program.
Okay.
Alderman Nelson, you got a nickel?
Well, he's very interested in FBI, but he's got 1 year left of school. So, but I think they have to have a couple of years before they can get into the FBI with some kind of, police work, whatever. So.
Well, there is an FBI Citizens Academy, and Alderman Barber and I just took it last time round.
Okay.
FBI is always looking for people just like us.
Well, that's good.
Alderman Nelson, you're on.
Well, one of the things, first of all, thank you for your comments.
Sure.
They are very heartfelt. And one of the things that if you look to get involved in anything, I would contact Chief Oliva.
Okay.
Because there are certain things that they look for volunteers for. There's a wide variety, but I would like to echo the sentiments of the mayor regarding things that do come up on Facebook and social media to always defend. We do have an excellent police department.
Yeah.
I served on our Fire and Police Commission for over 8 years, and it's a wonderful organization.
Okay. And I just, my last comment I want to say is I think I'm just very tired of all the disrespect that's being shown to them. So if it's, again, starting with just trying to, you know, look at negative comments and come back with a positive and, you know, hopefully it doesn't last too much longer because it's terrible. So.
I just want to say a word about that FBI Citizens Academy. It's mm-hmm. a very positive experience that happens once a year, and it's like 7 meetings along the way, but it explains everything the FBI does in Ooh. Conjunction with the local police, with what kind of things that they're involved with. Okay. The Citizens Academy has already, the registration for this year is the timeline is passed.
All right.
But for next year, you know, if you're interested, we either the mayor or I can make recommendations for
okay.
that now.
Okay.
So
where is that held?
Right at the right on the lakefront here at their center.
Okay.
On what is
yeah,
it?
St. Francis.
Mm-hmm.
Lake
yeah.
Drive, right.
Right.
Okay.
Right on a big office building mm-hmm. there. So
oh, wonderful.
Keep that in mind for next year, and we'd be happy to, you know, do it
okay.
for.
Well, thank you very Great. Much. I appreciate that.
Alderman Mayor.
Thank you for your comments. That's really great. And the biggest thing is you're volunteering to make a difference. You're volunteering to make change. And so yeah. often people are unhappy with the way things are going, but they're not, they don't see themselves as a change maker
right.
and someone that can go out and make a difference as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that.
Yeah.
I was in the fire service for 35 years, and I started in Franklin way back when. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in the fire service parallel to many of our police officers. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you firsthand on the street, we have some of the greatest police officers there are. Mm-hmm. And then when I became a fire chief, my partner in Cudahy was the police chief. We had continuous conversations and continuous communications, and we tried mm-hmm. to work together really well, and we did. But I can tell you that the police and fire, mostly police right now, it's a lot more serious situation than people realize.
Yeah.
Because if people are eligible to retire, they are.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a choice for another career path, they're taking it.
Yeah.
You know, we're gonna reach a crisis point. So we're doing things here, as the mayor indicated, to try and promote and try and bring in the quality individuals we want and we need. But it's going to take efforts like you're doing, like the volunteering and getting that positive message out and sending the message that we value our police department and our fire department and other public servants as well.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have to start somewhere. So thank you for hearing me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for your comment.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Lewandowski.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I want to bring up the fact that the business tree for the tourism that is on the bulletin board is illegal because the Common Council is not on there. The Common Council should be controlling that. That's wrong. It's a violation of the state law. And it's up to the Common Council to get that straightened away. The other item I got is, again, the rock. I happened to have a walk towards the athletic building they just built. And that sidewalk, again, has got a big slope to it. That whole intersection should be ripped up and redone. It's ridiculous that nothing's being done. And I feel pretty bad about Mike's business up there. One of the other things is Mr. John Nelson over here had something to say about the streets and the sidewalk, I mean the roadways in the city of Franklin being in good shape. You ought to take a ride out on 60th Street from Ryerson to 8 Mile Road. That road is falling apart. It's impossible that people should be driving on it. My road, Winston Way, and Coventry have not been touched since they've been built. And you're telling everybody that those are good roads? You don't belong on the DPW. And then I have asked the nurse over here, Country Day, to change the tobacco law, cigarettes, to include chewing tobacco in public. There are people that are chewing tobacco and spitting in cups, and I think that the law should include, because if you know that the ballpark brewers is eliminating the fact that they cannot chew tobacco, and we should follow that and keep it from being in stores and in bars. And I've asked her several times, and I don't have to, don't get any results. And I think that we should change the law or add it to the tobacco law. No chewing in public places. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing no one else rise, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period. Move on to the approval of the regular common council meeting minutes of June 1. Any additions or corrections?
Move to approve.
Second.
Barber and Mayor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have no public hearings. Organizational business is an appointment of Lori Domzel to the Fair Commission for a 3-year term. Alderman.
Motion to confirm the following mayoral appointment.
Second.
That would be Barber and Nelson. All those, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. G1, standards and findings decision of the City of Franklin Common Council upon the application of Croatian Eagle Soccer Club for a natural resources special exception for certain natural resource provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. Alderman Dandria. Dandria and Mayor. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, move on to G2, an ordinance to amend Chapter 169, licenses and permits associated with the health department. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Go forth in soccer.
Amend the update Chapter 169 license and permits associated with.
Is there a second?
You had a note.
Just one quick question.
You said,
Alderman Mayor.
Does this adversely affect the St. Martin's Fair at all?
So the easiest way to explain the change is that the Department of Agriculture, Trade, Consumer Protection, DACAP, who runs the licensing program for the state, changed how they classify restaurants, mobile food trucks, any food establishment. Previously, the categories were based on how much money was sold per entity per year. Now they've changed it to an assessment, so each place gets scored. For St. Martin's Fair, because they're mobile generally, or a temporary use, or a transient license, those really aren't impacted by this. This is more the brick and mortar type stores where there may be some changes. So like I said before, it was, you know, if you sold less than $25,000 of product a year, you were in a particular category. If you were over $25,000, you were in the next category, and so on. Now it's there's a list of 17 criteria that our health inspectors go through, and then based on the score of that criteria, they're placed into a category. So we have just over 100 licensed establishments that fall under this, And of those 100 establishments, there were 16 that got reclassified based on that. The fees that we charge for licensing, that did not change. However, there is a potential that those 16 entities may have a difference in their license fee for this year. Either it went up a little bit or it went down a little bit based on their risk category score from that assessment. But the fees that we charge, that didn't change.
Thank you. So we're only updating to keep up with what the state's requiring.
Correct.
Anyway.
So we have to put on their license starting July 1st for the new license year. We have to make the nomenclature match what the state has. And so the reason for the change tonight is to make our municipal ordinance match what's going to be on their license, which matches the state nomenclature. No Thank change you. In fees.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion to approve signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom Tree.
Okay, G3 is a motion to adopt resolution 2021, whatever it's going to be, a resolution approving a professional services agreement with Keeney Architects for DPW and Fire Needs Assessment Services project in the amount of $23,375.
I'd like to make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Your mic is working. Any discussion of that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G4 is a resolution authorizing installation of a fence within a 10-foot drainage easement upon lot 11 of plat of outlots 1 through 5 of Tumble Creek Subdivision. Alderman Wilhelm.
I make the motion for the resolution authorizing the installation of a fence within a 10-foot drainage easement upon lot 11 of
plat
of outlots
1 through 5
of Tumble
Creek
Subdivision.
Is there a second? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is discussion of trail projects, including South 116th Street Trail, St. Martin Tours Trail, West Forest Home Avenue Trail, West Church Street Path, State Highway 100 Paths, Ryan Creek Path, and Cascade Creek Park. Mr. City Engineer.
As you know, we've had several discussions about we need to start using our park impact fees. Last meeting, you may recall, we had some lengthy discussions about pathways, bicycle pedestrians. We talked about some other projects and so forth. So it was staff decided internally that it would be a good idea just to kind of give you an update on where all the paths stand, and we have some others that will be talked about for the first time tonight. As a reminder, park impact fees can pay for 62% of a trail project. So start with the South 116th Street. Let you know that there is a public meeting that will public information meeting that will happen July 22nd at the gazebo in St. Martin's Market Square Park. So we've done a couple things since we've really talked about this project. We have lopped off the northern part, so that's now the St. Martin of Tours Church, and so basically this 116th Street path will start south end of their property. We'll continue south along the west side. As before, the changes, we're looking at a trailhead project. Developers willing to donate land if we were to be able to get a grant to develop that into a trailhead. There would be on the north side of Ryan Road where the trail crosses the road. There's a little corner that the developer can't use for anything, and so he's willing to donate that to the cause. So we are anticipating that we will apply. There's two grants. One is a TAP grant that we applied for last time, barely missed on it. So having done advanced the design, made the trail a little cheaper and or a little less lengthy, but also added in the a trailhead, we think it's going to be a much more competitive grant this time. So we really hope this time that it'll go through. There's another one that actually happens before that. It's called CMAQ, Congestion Mitigation Air Quality Improvement, typically used for trails ideas. If people use bicycles for commuting, it's less atmosphere problems with automobile traffic. So both of those grants are 80%, so 20% would be for the city, and I have listed there on what our participation would be if we were to get access to either one of those. The St. Martin of Tours Church, just to let you know that we've had a lot of discussions with the church. I'm waiting on okay from legal staff as far as if the easement document looks okay, but we've negotiated a pathway around their facility. So on the south end of their property, it would basically head back, hug the tree line, go like behind their baseball diamond, and then it would go behind the cemetery, and it would connect to the existing trail just west of the We Energies pathway. Because of the situation of some of their conditions, predominantly the 8-foot width, that won't qualify for the federal highway required 10-foot widths, but the church felt that was necessary. They didn't want it to feel like too big of a trail going through there. So we can pay for that with local funding. And again, I have the finances spelled out in the council action. Forest Home Avenue. So last time we talked about trying to gather public input. We have put posters out, and I've given each of you at least 5 posters, except the alderman of the district, I gave multiple copies. So if you have a favorite eating, drinking establishment or someplace that that might be able to gather input, put those up. There's a code, a QR code that people can find the survey. I put 125 paper copies, paper ballots, in with the senior center that they can put out with the meals this week. And so we will hand tabulate those results. I can tell you that just over the weekend, we had over 40 responses, and 33 of them were Franklin residents, and the others weren't too far away. So we're doing this in such a way, using a new program, our GIS program, so that we could filter out to make sure someone doesn't try to stuff the ballot box. But it's a very nice tool, and you'll be, I think, impressed with the way I can report the results. So Church Street, that's a project in the budget this year. We've run into a little snag with the fact that the way the lots were written, it actually encompasses the road. So we're doing some investigative work, or I should say legal staff is doing some investigative work on prescriptive easements. And worst case scenario, we may have to buy some property to expand the road. But as soon as we find out, we'll be moving forward. The Highway 100 trail. So first of all, I need to eat a little bit of crow. I told you last time that included in their project was a sidewalk from Prairie Grass Way Southern all the way over to the Root River Parkway. That was incorrect. That's what was written in an email, but I should have clarified that with WSDOT staff. During a project update, I asked the question, where is the trail on shown on your plans, and they didn't intend to say it, that it was included. So long story short, last time we discussed a pathway on the west side of the road. Having heard the conversation at the meeting, the thought was if you were to move the pathway to the east side of the road, it would be possible to continue the pathway all the way down to the Root River, which would connect to an existing trail we have. So basically, you could go from the Root River Trail, stay on a trail, all the way up to where St. Martin's leaves, exits Highway 100, and then someday in the future when WSDOT does do that middle section between St. Martin's and Rawson, that we could do some sort of bicycle pedestrian there too, or bicycle accommodation there too, so that in essence you could ride from Hell's Corners on a bicycle path all the way around and into the Root River Trail. So I guess that would be if you truly intend to start providing bicycle accommodations on the major roads, I think that would be worthy of consideration. The Ryan Creek Trail. So this is one I do want to point you to, a map on page 144 where I show all the trails, but this one needs a little bit of a visual. So this has been talked about for quite some time in our corp, a trail that essentially follows the Ryan Creek. So we would potentially start at our trailhead that we talked about for 116th Street and would continue south through areas that really have not yet seen much development yet. And it would connect to the future Root River Trail by the county. It would also have a leg branch that goes south. If you're not familiar, we'll be talking more about this in the future with a set of properties that Waste Management is required to give to the city when the city is ready to accept them. And we've had discussion that maybe this is where we should provide more amenities. I mean, we could put 30 pickleball courts here. There are no neighbors and those kinds of things. This may be where we look at doing something. So this potential trail would come down here. And next meeting, you'll actually see a contract from Grafe to actually work on this project to plan this out, kind of give us some properties that maybe we should target and so forth. So we could talk about developments when they come through. We can make sure that they dedicate the appropriate pathways, and maybe we could start using some monies to actually start acquiring easements and right-of-ways. And lastly, the Cascade Creek Park. Honestly, that's one that's on my back burner. I haven't put it on the front burner. Last year, we went to the county with this idea. They approved one part that really wasn't what we were after. I do need to reapply for this and make sure that I'm able to attend the meeting. Hopefully, they're meeting in person, or at least I can join it on Zoom and participate this time. So having said that, those are all the current trail projects that we're working on right now. At each section, I have a recommended motion, so you can talk through each one in order and make a motion as appropriate.
I have a question about the Cascade Creek. If you want to go to there, or do you want to just do the motions for each one and then stop there?
I'm at the will of the chairman.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Cascade Creek Park, what was the reason that they didn't want to do that? What did they give us as to about?
So, they said that I would be too disruptive of vegetation and wetlands and floodplain. And so if you recall, we had proposed that we would have a consultant try to find the best way through there so we would minimize impact to all those. Once I explained that after I received the letter, the response was, oh, we didn't realize that. I stated it plainly, but they didn't let me participate in the meeting. So I'm hoping next time I'll be able to participate in the meeting and illustrate that.
Do you have a date when that might be coming before them?
I do not, and they meet quarterly, so I need to get that on my schedule.
Could you let me know when that is?
I'll be more than happy to.
Yes. We can make a presentation then at that point.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Since we're on Cascade Creek, is there a motion to direct staff to resubmit the entire Cascade Trail project to Milwaukee County Parks for reconsideration?
So moved.
Second.
That would be Barber and Mayor. Alderman Wilhelm, question?
Not on this. I was trying to get your attention before we start meeting.
Okay. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Let's go back to St. Martin Tours.
16th Street.
116.
Can we have a little discussion?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I noticed since we're on
discussion. Use your microphone. It's on. But pointed at you.
Okay. So since we're discussing the current Franklin Trail projects, one is the Pleasant View, the one that Grafe has already designed. And we were, last time that was before us, we were going to go back out to bid on that. Mm-hmm. But you didn't mention this as a currently working on projects. So is that because it's further along than these? Because obviously it is quite a bit further along than all of these.
Yeah, so I guess I didn't think of that as a trail project. I think of that as more of a site plan that we're working on the trail project. So I can give you an update on that project. If you have been out there lately, you've seen that DPW regraded around the pavilion. We did that so that we could see if we could avoid some cost for storm sewer. And I think I've eliminated a lot of the storm sewer. There's one spot I still need to put a catch basin, but we've eliminated a lot of costs that way. So I'm hoping next few weeks to get that ready to go out to bid again.
Okay, so I know there was some question on which actually we're going to put out to bid, and we had kind of made it smaller, but this next phase will include that last section, critical section of trail. Because that section of trail has been in there since, I think, the 2009 Safe Routes to School plan, which is adopted as the master plan, which was adopted in the court plan and the park plan.
Are you referring to Marquette, or are you referring to the trail?
No, I'm referring to that last little trail connection that goes from pretty much the playground to the property line that will connect the entire neighborhoods, that one little piece. And that will be in this next bid.
Pleasant View Park, yeah, we'll extend the trail over to the property line where the Pleasant View subdivision will connect to it someday.
Okay, so that might come up in a couple agendas or something?
Yes, I'm going to put that out to bid again.
Okay. And the city attorney reminds me that it's not on this agenda because this agenda is enumerated. So,
just to clarify, I did say he said he was discussing all the current trail projects he was working on. So
True, but the headline, the title block doesn't include it. So anyway.
Doesn't exclude it.
My apologies.
So for the 116th Street Trail, is there the recommended motion is to direct staff to apply for the CMAQ grant and subsequent TAP grant if needed, with a 70% grant request. Numbers are on the page. Alderman Nelson.
I have a question for...
God damn it. Yeah.
Mr. City Engineer, just looking at these numbers, so is it accurate to say that 80% of this would be covered if these grants are received? Is that what I'm looking at here?
So On the council action, I made a recommendation that we could make this a more attractive grant if you were to ask for less than 80%. So that's why I'm suggesting 70% might be an appropriate way to make this grant application more attractive. But you can change that to 80%.
Well, I realize the importance of it and would like to see it come to fruition, and I understand one of the big pushbacks, and I think I went out there and drove on the trail illegally to count 10 or 11 driveways that were you cross over with this trail, and that was one of the big deals, is how we were going to be able to identify some sort of stopping or slowing markers. That was the big, big concern when you drive down that trail, that it crosses crosses these driveways. And I think that's the big constituent concern. And first of all, that's great if we can get 70% or 80% funded. That's huge. But I believe that was a huge issue, sticking point, was the safety of the use of that trail. Because when you're on those bicycles and you're an avid bicyclist, unless you just wear the outfit around, but when you're cruising on your bike and you're really moving, you can't stop. And that was the big thing about seeing that vehicles.
So our last design meeting with the consultant, we talked about various options that folks use for, like, yield signs to alert bicycles to pay attention for driveways.
Okay. Yes. I'll do the recommended motion to direct staff to apply for the CMAQ grant and subsequent TAP grant if needed, with a 70% grant request, and the numbers are posted there. 142104 Park Impact plus 87096 cap, and then I think there should be a capital, should be a comma there, maybe capital budget equals 229. Is that correct, Glenn? This motion?
Yes, sir.
It is? Okay. That's my motion.
Is there seconded by Alderman Mayer? All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Let's try it again. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to St. Martin Latour's Trail Project. The recommended motion is to direct staff to complete easement negotiations, complete the design, and bid the project for a 2022 construction period. any easement with St. Martin Tours would come to the council for execution, of course.
So moved.
Second.
It'd be Nelson the mayor again. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The West Forest Home Avenue. Recommend to direct staff to proceed as previously directed and return to common count. That's superfluous. We don't need to do that. Let's move on to West Church Street. Recommend motion to direct staff to continue efforts to obtain land and, if needed, and bid the project for 2021 construction.
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That was weird.
It was.
State Highway 100 Trail. Is there a recommendation to direct staff to work with WISDOT staff to develop a 10-foot trail along the east side of State Highway 100? That would be on the north-south stretch. From the Root River Bridge, that would be on the north side. From the Root River Bridge to St. Martin's South Lover's Lane intersection. Now, everybody's clear. This is on the north side on the east-west portion and the east side. So it's an inside sidewalk on the road. Is there such a motion?
And this is not related to what we talked about the last two meetings with the from Loomis Road.
So this would be contradictory to what we discussed last time.
Correct.
Last time we talked about putting a pathway on the west side from Prairie Grass Way up to Loomis Road. And so hearing the conversations about a desire for bicycle pedestrians, that's why I looked at the bigger map and said, hey, if we put it on the other side, you can loop it around, and it would be a nice addition to your trail system.
Is that clear, Jim?
But this is north of...
Turn the page.
Loomis Road. Yeah, I saw that.
So what we originally approved was from Loomis Road to Prairie Grass.
Right.
On the west
on
side.
On the other side of the street. What we're doing is we're going back on that and saying, no, put it on the other side of the street, but go all the way to Root River.
Glenn, you and I talked about that other issue this morning. Would that still be possible in this scenario?
Yeah, so just to bring everybody into the conversation, we talked about on St. Martin's Road, there is a sidewalk that we just recently, a pathway that we just recently installed. And it stops like one property short of State Trunk Highway 100. So the thought is that sometime in the future, whenever this does get installed with city funds, we would have to extend that pathway over at our dime to go over and connect it. There would have to be some sort of crossing, but there are crossings available, options available.
And Walgreens in that area is probably... pretty significant destination for people that want to walk. You're putting the path on the other side now. Would there be options for crosswalks there?
Probably the best option for a crosswalk would be at the stoplight. That would be the safest location to do that. Keep in mind that I talked with WISDOT where the most people might be coming from. Obviously, you got the Prairie Grass Way subdivision. I'm not sure what that's official subdivision is called. But on the other side, you have Pute's Road with all those residential feeders into it. So it's very conceivable you would have twice or three times as many coming from the Pute's Road side.
But this wouldn't be going up Pute's Road. This would be going on the east side too.
It would pass over Pute's Road.
Okay. But regardless, crosswalk to Walgreens?
At the stoplight, I think that'd be appropriate, yes.
And that's doable, and we can plan for that to
happen? That'd be part of the signal intersection, yes.
Okay, and then we can put it in the queue for that other section to join on, and would we do another crosswalk up there?
So, a good question. I'll say it that way. So, WISDOT, before it only considered taking a pathway or a sidewalk up to Loomis, I pointed out that the project goes up to where St. Martin splits. They are, right now, accommodating bicycles from Rawson to College. And the idea is we really should have that middle section ready whenever they do that to put some sort of bicycle in there, especially with our new park on the west side. And he said, oh, yeah, we should. They are looking into taking it to St. Martin's. How they term it, that has yet to be decided. But we'll continue work with DOT.
So that potentially would be to St. Martin's Road and then beyond to toward Walgreens, toward the Loomis.
So Walgreens is at a corner, so you could get to that by a normal crosswalk at a signalized intersection. They'll have to make it pedestrian accommodations.
Okay. So you would have a crosswalk at the end of St. Martin's Road where it hits Lover's Lane, and then another crosswalk at the intersection?
Probably not. They would probably make a pedestrian go down to the intersection, but that's part of the design process.
But that's okay as long as it's a pedestrian walkway there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, pedestrian would. The nice thing is, if you did want to play Frogger, there's a median that you could have a safe haven, and then cross one direction at a time. You don't have to cross both directions.
Okay. So when do you see this happening?
I believe they told me this was 25, 26-ish.
Okay. Thank you.
This gives me the opportunity to remind county council members and staff that we receive invitations to these DOT design consideration video conferences, and you all receive them too as aldermen of the abutting districts, and you're absolutely welcome to attend these because you have insights that staff may not, and it's also good to keep you informed, and they generally run pretty good, less than an hour. So okay. So, Alderman Dandridge.
Glenn, I just want to make sure that we're on base. Were there going to be any meetings available for some of the citizens that are going to be affected by this future planning? Since it is out 2025-26?
This would be for the DOT section?
Correct.
Yes. DOT does have public information meetings. I don't know when these would be scheduled, but they will be out of ways.
Okay, because I was ready for Alderman Nelson to get most of the heat because it was going to be on the west side. No. So now it's going to be on the east side.
Yeah, but there's only like four properties that touches.
Correct, and I'm not too worried about those properties. But I know we're going in the right direction in regards to making it wide enough to be able to get those bikes off of the main road because of the speed limits on the main roads, and to get a pathway that would accommodate both pedestrian and bicycles. So
just so everyone understands, without any sort of sidewalks or paths, there would be, I think they said, they're hoping for 6 feet outside the white line. So a bicyclist such as myself would probably be more comfortable out there. But for the general public, if they want a pathway, this, what you're doing here tonight, is appropriate.
Okay, thank you.
Unfortunately, all this is too late for Tina. But anyway. Motion to direct staff to work with DOT on developing a 10-foot trail. Is there a second?
Second.
Dandridge and Barber. All those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Ryan Creek Trail. Is there a motion to direct staff to develop a scope for a master plan of a trail along the southern portion of Franklin? Alderman Nelson.
Recommend direct staff to develop a scope for a master plan.
Is there a second?
Second.
You've been on the hit parade all night. So let's give that to Dandria. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Here's your chance, Alderman Barber. Cascade Park has been done. So we move on to G6, which is a resolution condition. This is on page 145 for those of you watching. Resolution conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map being a redivision of lot 1 and 2 in block 6 of Franklin Industrial Park, located in the northwest one quarter and southwest one quarter, and the lot 3 in block 6 of the Industrial Park addition number 1, located in the southwest one quarter of the southwest one quarter of section 26, township 6, range 21 east in the city of Franklin. This is for the lift station.
Motion.
Second. DeAndre and Mayor. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G7 is a recommendation from the Fair Commission to hold St. Martin's Day Labor Day Festival on September 5 and 6. Alderman Nelson. Push the button.
Well, I am extremely proud and happy that this event is returning. It was the last year was the first year since 1958 that it had not taken place. So I'm very excited and hope that everything returns back to its full wonderfulness. So I'd like to make a motion to approve that, to hold the St. Martin's Labor Day event on September 5th and 6th, 2021, as recommended by the Fair Commission.
Alderman Wilhelm from the corner. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G8 is committee to hold recommendations. Is there a motion to refer the documents back to staff for to include the revisions as discussed last night?
Second.
Mayor and Barber. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 is a resolution for a contract for services with the State of Wisconsin Department of Administration for low-income household water assistance program vendor refund policy. Yeah. Alderman Wilhelm.
I think the third whereas seems to be missing a word. I think it should be needs to sign or sewer and water utilities need to utility vendor agreement. There's a word missing there.
I think the word maybe I should need to submit utility.
Okay, with the corrections to the whereas three, is there a motion to adopt a resolution 2021, whatever it's going to be, a resolution approving a contract for services with the State of Wisconsin Department of Administration for low-income housing, household water assistance program vendor refund policy with the change in the whereas number three, Mr. City Attorney.
And as was discussed at the Board of Water Commissioners, there are some questions slash potential issues with regard to conveyance of customer water usage and billing information. So the utility manager and city engineer is looking into that with the state. And so I would suggest that the motion be subject to review and approval by the city engineer and the city attorney.
I accept that with my motion.
Okay, there hasn't been a second. Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman D'Andrea. All those in favor of the motion? Wait. Alderman Barber.
How many people might be eventually affected by this? I mean, we're talking, what kind of a number?
Don't know. So this is an odd email I received yesterday, and they need an answer by Friday. As I understood from the email, federally, there is money available to assist people of low income with their sewer and water utility bills. The state of Wisconsin will do something, but they have yet to determine exactly what this program will look like, exactly what the stipulations will be. Obviously, Franklin probably has a low percentage of low-income homes, but how many would participate, we don't know, whether it's any. And just because we sign up for this doesn't mean that we're necessarily going to enact whatever program comes, because they have yet to decide what the program will be. Okay. It's yet to be determined.
So they haven't set income limits or anything, guidelines?
We have no guidelines.
Okay. Thank you.
It'll be some program.
Okay. All those in favor, signify by saying aye. We already did, didn't we? Did we vote on it? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. H1, licenses, page 175, Alderman Nelson.
First one, Jessica Hogan. First one, Jessica Hogan, hold for appearance, no show. Second two, Federation of Croatian Societies approved. Angela Valley's approved pending fixing of application. The rest on that page one are approved. Page two, they are all approved down to Megamart LLC. From Megamart LLC, those are approved all the way
through page 4 through Al's Auto Salvage. They're approved subject to compliance with state and city requirements. And the final two, Franklin Health Department, Family Movie Night, and Franklin PD, National Night Out, are approved.
Mr. City Attorney. Madam Clerk.
The Federation of Croatian Societies, I believe, was Alderwoman Wilhelm had it subject to compliance with staff recommendations and comments.
That's correct. That's fine.
I have a question on that particular license. Are they permitted live music?
I believe they have the last few years. It's
well, they do
10
it.
10 to 10.
They do it. The question is are they permitted?
No. I'd have to get the folder and review it, but I didn't think we had any issues with them.
Well, I'm raising a concern, but only in fairness to other applicants. I sit in my patio on Friday and Saturday nights, and I can hear them. And you guys know where I live compared to the. But I've received no complaints. So I'm just raising it as an issue just for you guys to know. Okay.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor? Alderman Mayor. Push your button.
I think I did. So you're saying you hear music from a venue down the road when you're sitting, trying to sit and enjoy your summer evening. And that kind of bothers you a bit, it seems like.
No, it doesn't bother me a bit. Okay. It doesn't bother me a bit, and it doesn't bother the neighbors a bit, because I have never received a complaint, and neither has Alderman D'Andrea.
Okay.
So, and I've been doing this a long time.
I was just trying to get clarification from making sure you didn't have any issues.
No, I'm not. No, I don't have a double standard. Mm-hmm. Madam Clerk.
I can check into the frequency that's listed on their original application, but the Croatian Federation applies for an annual entertainment license, and the purpose of that is they don't have an indoor building. Their annual license states that it's for outdoor music, not an event like this. Where it's going to generate more people. That's the purpose of the special event license. But their other license does allow, and the council did approve, a regular entertainment license. But once we start getting complaints, or if we do throughout the year, we'll address it at the license committee level.
Okay. And again, I'm not looking to create controversy where there doesn't need to be any. I just wanted everybody to know. By the way, a little history, the Extraordinary Entertainment and Special Events License happened in, I think, 2000, because we had three rather large events that nobody knew about, and there was one party on 76th Street where there was ostensibly shots fired, but nobody in the city knew these three events were all happening at the same time. So that's how the extraordinary event thing came about. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to invoices. Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers and ending date of June 10th in the amount of $994,964.93? And payroll dated June 4th, 2021, in the amount of $433,326.29, and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $244,631.56, plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll for June 18th at about $410,000, and the various payroll deductions estimated at $442,000, plus city matching payments. And estimated payroll for July 2nd, estimated at $405,000, and payments to various payroll deductions estimated at $249,000 in city matching payments, and property tax disbursements with an ending date of June 10th in the amount of $22,638.88, and approval to release June property tax settlements in the amount of $4,561,337.92, and approval to release 2021 civic celebrations deposits in prepayments not to exceed $20,000, and approval to release ambulance refunds not to exceed $15,000.
So moved. Second.
Barbara and Dandrea, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. Our motion to adjourn.
Mayor, before we adjourn, I'd like to acknowledge the clerk's birthday because we won't have another meeting.
Are you going to lead us?
Well, sure.
Then we can make it a joint song because Alderwoman Wilhelm's birthday is prior to the next council meeting.
So in that case, Alderman Dandrea is going to lead us in song.
It's not on the agenda.
Oh, it's not on the agenda.
So send us to jail. Happy birthday to you both.
You're happy
both
birthday.
You're all getting birthday. Younger rather than older and better looking rather than
we found
older.
Out we're twins, so.
So happy birthday to all of you. All those in favor of adjourn, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
They don't have weight.